Yo, today's QOD is you are your own rescue. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We are leading off the week with an inspiring message from the one and the only Lisa Nichols. She's coming up.
When I realized no one is going to come and rescue me, that I am my own rescue. You are your own rescue. You are everything you've been looking for. And the day you can operate like you have fallen madly in love with you, unequivocally, and not in a way that puts anyone else down, but in a way where when people are in your presence, you make them tippy-toe. Just because they say, God, I want a little bit of that. I want the way you forgive you, the way you give yourself 1,000 second chances. Somebody needs to give themselves 1,000 second chances. Somebody's keeping score when God said, don't keep score, just keep track. Just know how you got here if you don't want to be here again. But don't keep score. Don't, because keeping score is finding reasons to validate why you think you ain't going to make it. Keeping track says, hold on, let me navigate how I got here so if I don't like it, I don't get here again. And if I like it, I can rinse and repeat. Amen? And so I stop by. I stop by just because I love you. I love serving you. I love being with you. But I also want to put you on point. I want to put you on point that the world needs you more than it's ever needed you. And when I say the world, I mean the people in your household. Let's just be clear. I mean the people in your zip code. I mean the people in your neighborhood. I mean the people in your city. Chi-Town needs you. How they need you to walk in such a way where you walk with such certainty that you ease their stress when you walk by. Like, walk with such faith that when they lose the faith, they can borrow your faith on that day and you got enough for both of y'all. Like, that kind of certainty. That kind of certainty says, the storm does not dictate me. I modify the storm. I'm a new element in the ingredient of the storm. When I step in the room, a new element is in the room that will shift the dynamics of the room because I'm in it. That kind of certainty. Not ego, ladies, not she-go. We get our own. Not that, from a place of pure service. From a place of pure service, from a place of pure obedience. I was telling Reverend back in his office, I said, listen, I can be stubborn, I can be righteous, I can get on my back, but I'm always obedient to God. I have always, from the moment at 21, when I stepped through the doors and I heard two things from God. One, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And two, I will never make a fool of you if you follow my word. Them two things, I've been banking on that. I said, I'm gonna ride those two till the wheels fall off. I'm gonna follow your word and trust and believe my life is evidence of having unwavering faith and being unrealistically obedient. People say, Lisa, come on, can't nobody around you see what you see? How can you do that? I said, I ain't asking for your vision. God got a 2020 you don't have. God got a 2020 you don't have. God can see the unseen. God can see the unseen and know what no one else knows. So I ain't asking for your 2020. Put your readers on. God can see through all that. I'm 50 now. I know about readers. Man, I didn't know about readers before. So I stopped by. When I looked at the word and it said, it's a powerful scripture, it said, speak words of life, love, and wisdom. As you speak, speak the language of love. The language. Speak in the affirmative without any doubt regarding the power of your words. I look at my life and I go, hold on. God put a shoe out there for me and said, this is the shoe for you, non-negotiable. And here's what I know. If you don't wear your shoe and you keep just watching other people wear their shoe on YouTube, on Hulu, Netflix, BET, HBO, see my house, pimp my ride, all the houses and cars and all that stuff. You just watch other people. Your greatest fear will not be that you will die. Your greatest fear will be that you will die before the world sees you wearing your shoe that fits you. It ain't that you're gonna go. We already know we live in a good life. We got good hearts. It's your fear is that you're gonna go before the world really gets your fingerprint. So I stopped by to ask you, are you willing? Because it ain't ever too late. You the right age, right time, right weight, right complexion, right status, single or in a relationship. You the right everything right now. Somebody can only get the divine message through you. Only through you. They don't even want to hear me. They only want to get it through you. And they won't get it through what you say. They'll get it through who you be. And I meant to say it that way, English majors. They want to get it through who you be. They want to get it through the faith that comes from your pores, from the belief that comes from your pores, from the unwavering conviction that exudes from you and every time you open your mouth, from the non-negotiable evidence of the way you walk up that aisle. They want to get it from that. They won't get it from you never being knocked down, by the way. So if you're knocked down, don't be deterred, because the lesson is not in the fact that you got knocked down. The lesson is in how did you get up? That's your lesson. That's going to always be your lesson. And if you get shot by a situation, shot by betrayal, shot by loss, shot by someone being unworthy, unfaithful to you, shot by that. It's not by how you took the bullet only. It's about how did you forgive the shooter? Come on, y'all. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Your lesson, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, they're watching how did you not only take the bullet, but how did you embrace the shooter? Come on, y'all. I didn't come here to make you comfortable. I came here as your sister in the journey to say, what's the greatest version of you look like? What does the greatest version of you look like? How can this next season be the season that you blow your own mind? Don't worry about blowing my mind. You blow your own mind, and you'll take care of everybody else. I wake up every day, God, how can I blow my mind serving you? How can I go past where I thought I could ever go? See, you're worried about what it's going to cost you to get there. I want you to shift your worry and worry about what it's going to cost you not to get there. What will it cost you if you set for the next 10 years inside any form of mediocrity? I came to challenge any form of mediocrity that you think you can get away with. And let me tell you something, brilliant people, we can get away with mediocrity. Come on, y'all, let me just expose all the brilliant people in the room, because your 70% is somebody else's 159%. So you can give up, come on, y'all, come on. If you know it's you, come on. Because your 70% makes people say, wow. And I just came to challenge that. To go, yeah, it's wowing them, but I want you to be wild 20 years from now. I want you to be wild by you. I see the tears. I understand that. That's possibility just oozing from your eyes saying, come on, she's speaking her truth. Come on, somebody's been doing this. Somebody's been knowing this. Somebody's been doing this. And you ready to just stand up and ready to say, count me in. Count me in. Somebody's been doing this. And I'm here to tell you that you can jump in at any given moment and you can love bigger. Forgive faster. You can go to the edge. Feel the fear of leaping. Feel the fear. Go, what if I fall? What if it doesn't work? What if I love again and I get hurt? What if I open a business and it doesn't work? What if I really let my kids go? What kind of adults would they be? What if I stop hiding my talent? What would they say about me? You can go to the edge, feel the fear, and then look down at your shoes. No, the only way I'm going to jump into that size 12 is to jump out of these size 6s. The only way.
That was Lisa Nichols. Her website is motivatingthemasses.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called If the Shoe Fits, God's Unique Design for you. All right, my friend, make sure you tune in tomorrow. We got Les Brown on this show. Then on Wednesday, we got Patrick Bette David. And then we're going to finish off the week with two talks about how you can save massive amounts of money on taxes. That's what's coming up this week. I will see you tomorrow. I am out. Peace.